Now, new, live, and local, and every weekday from 8 to 9 a.m. This is the show talking about what you want to know, what you need to know, and part of Woof Boom Radio's mission to use our voice to build our community. The all-new Delaware County Today, now on WMUN, the talk of Muncie. Here's your host, Director of News Operations and lead morning anchor, Steve Lindell.
Here's what people are talking about. The weather will get better. Meteorologist Paul Poteet in about 30 seconds. We have a bit of a golf match happening down south. Both my guest and I just realized that, and we will review the news that broke yesterday. Our Kim Morris might have been the first one to tell you about the passing of O.J. Simpson. That has prompted a lot of discussion and talk and memories and news coverage, too. We'll have that at the bottom of the hour. Let's begin with the weather. Meteorologist Paul Poteet for WMUN is talking about what our weekend will bring.
I've got a great weekend ahead for you, but first we have to get through today. With still some more rain around in the morning, scattered showers and thunderstorms possible in the afternoon. I think the winds could gust up to about 40 miles an hour at times. 56 for the high today. Clearing out tonight, a low of 41. And then sunny tomorrow, just plain sunny for Saturday, high of 64. And we'll jump to 75, partly sunny, maybe a little breezy on Sunday. And into Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, next week, every day is going to be into the 70s. Best chance of storms is probably Tuesday.
I can feel my grass growing even as I speak. I need to get out in the yard. Senator Scott Alexander, have you mowed several times yet? I mean, what's your status?
We haven't got all the way around. We've got a pretty big yard. Haven't got all the way. I predict there'll be a lot of mowers stuck this weekend.
Yeah, you're probably right. You're probably Scott Alexander is Senator Scott Alexander from the great state of Indiana. Do you get blamed for the weather? Because I understand politicians do get blamed for a lot of things.
Yeah, not as much, and I take no credit or blame for the weather, but yeah. I'm glad the faucets are going to turn off at least temporarily.
All right, so it's off season. I put my air quotes up for the state legislators. Is there such a thing?
Well, we're hoping for that off season to come and get a little break, but things keep happening, you know, with weather and the eclipse and lots of stuff getting ready for summer study committee down at the state house for some different topics.
What is that? What's summer study committee?
Summer study committees are basically topics that legislators like to or want to talk about for possible legislation over the summer. And then some of the bills from last session or session even before last have been put into summer studies. So tax task force is in there for a couple of years. This will be the second year of that one. That'll be an important one, analyzing all the tax revenue across the state and how we can keep that the same or change that to be better for the citizens of the state of Indiana.
Senator Scott Alexander will now take a drink of his radio coffee as I re-explain that he is here to talk about all things state house and state legislature. There's some good news that just happened yesterday and I guess earlier this week too with some grant money that's been approved. We're still piling through the data that we have about the Ready 2.0 grants. The number, I guess, is somewhere in the $35 million range for East Central Indiana for those.
Yeah, Ready 2.0 for our district is roughly $35 million. A portion of that, I'm sure, will go to District 26, which is Delaware and Randolph County. Also, the Community Crossings grant came out this week, which is some road funding that will happen for Delaware and Randolph County, including Muncie and also Winchester, and some other small towns were included in that.
All right. The Community Crossings grants, separate, you said, from the Ready 2.0, but don't they deal with similar kinds of things to be funded, sort of, kind of?
Yeah, the Community Crossings grant is really geared towards road funding, and there were several projects submitted, and those will be sorted out as far as which ones of those get funded over the next coming weeks.
All right. Scott Alexander is the senator in the studio this morning. WMUN, News Talk, Sports Talk, Community Talk. I'm Steve Lindell. I know it's not a state thing, and you're a state guy, but the feds and the FAFSA have been catching a lot of heat and flack, and rightfully so. I talked to President Mearns at Ball State University just yesterday on this same program, and I could almost hear the frustration in his voice as somebody that runs a college here in Muncie. Does the state have any way of pushing, nudging the feds or saying something or helping in any regard on the FAFSA problems?
Yeah, it potentially becomes a problem. My hope is they get it worked out. The state really doesn't have a whole lot to do with it. We will, obviously, if they aren't able to act and get something put together, we'll have to step in to try and do what we can to help initiate that or push that forward. But hopefully they'll come to some consensus. I'm not going to put all of my hope on the federal government to fix this problem. And it hasn't been a problem before, but now all of a sudden is. But it is a very serious issue that they need to get addressed so that we don't have any issues with our higher ed.
For our listeners, President Mearns summarized it for me yesterday when I talked to him, and I asked him for the simplistic version for the radio brain here, that the problems basically was the federal government tried to simplify the form and the process. My words, not his. They seem to overcomplicate it. There's been some technology problems. There's been some problems with the forms and the data getting where it's supposed to go, and there were delays and delays and delays, and what that means to colleges and universities with respect to students not knowing whether or not they can and will be and are eligible for federal student funding. Therefore, they can't necessarily pull the trigger to announce to their families or their universities that they're going to go or be able to go to Ball State University or whatever. I think I've got that summarized right, the problems about the FAFSA.
Yeah, and the potential there is to put this put students and parents in a bad position right, going forward, whether they can be accepted to a university based on finances. So hopefully they'll get that worked out. If not, we'll roll with the punches.
Senator Scott Alexander is my guest on WMUN Delaware County today. The governor is traveling this week. I noticed he didn't ask you to come with him. He is in some warm climates. I don't know if you've heard.
Well, I didn't get to go along with him to the Purdue finals either. So,
not that bothers you, but it does. Okay, I got it. That's in our news summary, by the way. Later this hour, the governor doing some business on behalf of the great state of Indiana. You're headed to a meeting or a ribbon cutting later today. Tell us about that.
Yeah, right from here, 9:30. I'll be over at the Indiana-Ohio state line in Union City. Vision Corner opens, and Vision Corner's kind of incubator for opportunities for kids to move on to career development and things like that. So very exciting project over there. They're happy to have us over there. I think they met all day yesterday talking about different things to do with Randolph County schools, and I'll get an update on that when I get over. But the actual ribbon cutting, a lot of work's been done over there. Mayor Spence and other officials in the school at Randolph Eastern have done a lot of work over there, and we'll get to see that later this morning.
Hopefully you don't have any standing water to drive through on the way there.
That's correct. I've allowed a little extra time to get there.
Okay, we're good. Last thing I wanted to give you an opportunity to do is mention constituent services. Voters out there in your district, if they ever to reach out to you, if they have a question or a problem or a situation they'd like you to look into, I know you're wide open for those ideas.
Yeah, absolutely. Anybody can always contact me at my cell phone, 765-748-4888. My office over on Reagan Road at 1600 West Reagan Road in Muncie, and then always at the State House. The good thing about when you search for senators on the internet, I'm the first one that comes up, so because of alphabetical order there. So
was it a good thing or a bad thing? It depends what they're searching
it's
for.
It's easy to get to. Is that a good thing or a bad thing? I'll let you solve that one.
All right. Scott Alexander, Mr. Senator, thank you very much for the access. We appreciate you very much.
Thank you, Steve.
All right. We'll continue with more through the hour, as always, on WMUN.
Fraudulent tax returns due identity theft increased by 30% in 2023. If you're in a bind this tax season, LifeLock can help. Their U.S.-based restoration specialists are dedicated to helping solve identity theft issues, and all plans are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package, which means if you lose money because of identity theft, LifeLock will reimburse you up to the limits of your plan. Help protect your information with LifeLock. Go to LifeLock.com and save up to 25% your first year with my name, Clay, as your promo code.
When you use Bounce dryer sheets and your clothes look amazing, it's the sheet. Less static in your life? Yeah, it's the sheet. Smelling fresher than ever? It's the sheet. Oh, so soft fabric? Ooh la la. It's the sheet. Less wrinkles on your clothes? You know it's the sheet. Bounce dryer sheets. More freshness, more softness. Less static, less wrinkles. It's the sheet.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
Welcome to AutoZone. What are you working on today? Brakes? We can save you 15% on that. We have OE quality Duralast brake pads and rotors in stock, ready for pickup or delivery. We also have calipers, brake fluid, tools, and anything else you'll need to do the job right. When you get Duralast pads and rotors together, you'll save 15%. It's just part of what makes us America's number one brakes destination.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
Attention business owners, are you looking for working capital to fuel your growth in 2024? At LendSeek, we help you reach your goals with fast, easy funding solutions tailored for all your business needs. At LendSeek.com, a simple, no-cost application gives you full access to nearly 100 lenders, and our high approval rates mean instant approvals for larger amounts and better terms. Whether your business needs funding for inventory, equipment, expansion, payroll, cash flow, or any other need, LendSeek provides revenue-based working capital programs from $20,000 to $1 million. And you'll love our one-on-one concierge service. If you've been in business for at least 1 year with an average monthly revenue of $20,000, you could receive business funding in as little as 24 hours with no collateral, no prepayment penalties, and no restrictions on how to use the funds, regardless of your personal credit score. There's no obligation and zero out-of-pocket costs. So apply today at LendSeek.com. That's LendSeek.com.
Want to hear more? Replays uploaded daily on WMUNMuncie.com. Now back to Delaware County Today with Steve Lindell.
And my nonchalant approach to radio broadcasting. That's the WMUN word of the day. Nonchalant, having an air of easy unconcern. Or indifference? No, wait a second. I don't have indifference. Thanks to Tom Campbell, by the way, voice of WMUN. You heard him speak just a second ago. He sent me a piece of mail that arrived in my box yesterday. It is, I believe, him doing play-by-play of a high school ball game when he was a wee little radio lad. My words, not his. Hello, Mama in Minnesota, Chicagoland is listening. Make sure you tell a friend to do the same thing. Spread the link around, by the way. Tell others to listen. The more, the merrier. Good morning, Coffee with Billers. I may mention you a little more later this hour. But first, let's get a little update on the city of Muncie from the mayor, Dan Ridenour. His community update hit social media, I think, on Wednesday this week.
A couple of things I want to touch base on. On Monday, this past Monday, was the eclipse. We think it went very, very well. I truly appreciate all the prep work that was done, both by emergency management. I think they did a great job in coordinating all of our public safety teams, city, county, I just think everything went very well. People were moved in and moved out to accommodate the group that came in from out of town. We had a number of people just in conversations with City Hall. We had people from Maryland, from Colorado, from California, from Florida, from North Dakota, from Minnesota, many, many other states. So we don't know the exact numbers at this point, but there were a lot of people who came in. And for those of you who did get the glasses and participate, it was pretty remarkable. And I'm just very happy that that the eclipse and the totality came across our area, that we were able to have that experience, because it's not something that's going to happen again for a long time without traveling somewhere else. So hope that it went well for all of you. The fire station did pass the council on April 1st, so I just wanted to touch base on that. What that means, and that's fire station number 6 on McCullough Park. So that's process is moving forward. The council is still doing a committee meeting on it. But it has nothing to do, the bond was approved. The fire department is also donating an old truck to the Muncie Community Schools to the Career Center as part of their public safety program. So that's something that will be a great opportunity for young adults to learn about public safety through the Muncie Career Center. We have been doing a lot of group cleanup efforts. If you've noticed, the building commissioner, Public Works, County Highway Department, and Sanitary District have all been working on a lot of these areas, trying to get things, some of the areas that have been a challenge, cleaned up. We'll just say some abandoned encampments. So I know that the area that is around the Dollar General at Memorial and Tillotson, that whole area has been mowed and cleaned up. We also have done work at Seymour, we've done work on Vine, we've done work at Tillotson and White River Boulevard. So some of these areas that we have been working to improve, we were able to get it done. The weather cooperated enough and we were able to get things to the next stage. So we're very, very happy about that. There's also new playground equipment at McCullough Park. So, and this playground that was put in goes along with the other one that was already there. This one is for a different age group and it's also ADA compliant. So we're very excited about that. So the next time you're in McCullough Park, please go take a look and hop on and ride down a slide. Fiddler on the Roof will be starting this weekend, starting Friday at the Muncie Civic. It stars Adam Shapiro. Interestingly enough, he is a Ball State alum. He's been playing this role and others, but this role in particular on an off-Broadway productions in New York City. So we're thrilled to have the Ball State alum Adam Shapiro here. My understanding is he is quite incredible in his style, and you can tell that he is a professional. And we're just very excited. So go to the Muncie Civic, get your tickets, and go watch Fiddler on the Roof. And then lastly, some sad news. Adam Leach, our city engineer, will be leaving us. He told me several weeks ago, we're in the process of replacing him. But in the meantime, just for the good news is, he's not leaving our community. He's taken a remote position with WSP, and they are the nation's largest civil engineering firm. We have contracted with them to help us with services that he's already started. Rather than paying somebody to learn everything that's been going on, we contracted with them for him to help us through those particular projects as we continue to look for his permanent replacement. But we want to say thank you to Adam Leach. You've been a great city engineer, and we're excited for the opportunities for you and your family to move forward, and glad we were able to play a part of it. So thank you so much, and we will talk to you next week.
Muncie Mayor Dan Ridenour from his social media post earlier this week. This is WMUN, News Talk, Sports Talk, Community Talk. We're talking about what people are talking about in Muncie, Delaware County, and beyond. Now let's get a bit of a snapshot of our day today.
It's April 12th, and this is your Fox Daily Snapshot. Today is National Grilled Cheese Sandwich Day. Cheese melted between two pieces of tasty toasted bread. But there is often a controversial question that comes with eating a grilled cheese. Do you dip it in ketchup or not? Also on this day, a first in the movie industry in 1988.
As a boy, he was the absolute ruler of Imperial China.
Stop! Emperor will walk.
The biopic The Last Emperor receives 9 Academy Awards, the first to win all Oscars it was nominated for. In 1981, two astronauts take the space shuttle Columbia for its first orbital test flight. The American Civil War began in 1861, the first hostilities marked by the bombardment of Fort Sumter near Charleston, South Carolina. I'm CJ Papa. That's your Fox Daily Snapshot.
On WMUN, the home of a Saturday morning show called Connected with Lindsay Marie. Brooke Hughes is tomorrow's guest. I saw a Facebook post from Lindsay and Leslie Griffin, producer of that program, and they're looking like they're ready to talk. She said something about girl talk and business talk. It sounds interesting and fascinating. 8:30 on Saturday mornings right here on WMUN. The Masters kicked off in Georgia on Thursday. Fox's Joe Morgan has more on that.
The most magical golf week of the year has arrived as the first round of the Masters got underway on Thursday. Due to weather, the start of the first round was delayed, and the round was suspended shortly before 8 p.m. Eastern due to darkness, with the first round resuming for some at 7:50 Eastern on Friday. Bryson DeChambeau finished 7 under par after shooting a first round 65, carding 8 birdies on the day with his only bogey coming at the par 4 ninth. Scottie Scheffler, who won the green jacket in 2022, shot a 6 under 66 bogey free round to end his day 1 back of DeChambeau. Tiger Woods got through 13 holes and is 1 under par and will play 23 holes on Friday. I'm Joe Morgan, Fox News.
WMUN reminder, Monday is tax deadline day. And before the end of the hour, a couple of features. One, within our local news summary, how to file an extension if you need to do that. And then another feature from Fox News Radio, it's called House Call for Health, but there's actually health concerns about those like me that waited too long and how that actually may impact your health. And before the end of the hour, I've got some things to say about Grilled Cheese Sandwich Day. That was just mentioned within the Snapshot feature. The fact that CJ Papa said something about should you dip it in ketchup or not made me shrug my shoulders. I actually said a word that I'm not allowed to say on the radio. FCC rules notwithstanding. But there's another dipping opportunity that I'll bring up. And then there's actually a USA Today 3-page article about grilled cheese sandwiches. Hard-hitting news coverage still to come on WMUN.
Are you kidding me? Gas prices are up again? Somebody has to do something.
Well, someone did. That's why I use Upside.
Upside? What's that?
It's a free app that pays you back real money for every gallon of gas or diesel you buy. I just earned 25 cents back on every gallon of this tank.
Hold on. So the Upside app is free and you actually get cash back every time you use it? No strings attached?
Yep, it's awesome. Check it out. It only takes a couple of minutes to sign up.
Instead of just watching your dollars go into your tank, start putting money back into your wallet with the free app from Upside. With the price of gas today, it's big news and big money. To cash out of your Upside cash, just transfer to your bank account, PayPal, or a gift card. Upside users have already earned over $200 million. Now it's your turn. Download the free Upside app and get cash back on every gallon of gas. Use promo code LISTEN for an extra 25 cents per gallon on your first fill up. That's code LISTEN. Use code LISTEN for an extra 25 cents per gallon back in your first fill up.
All-new, all-free 765 Business Journal. Economic development news for Delaware County, Indiana. A product of WMUN, the talk of Muncie. Jay Chapman, president and CEO of Wolf Boom Radio, said, "This effort is just another expression of how we are investing in the community in a way that drives business growth and opportunity in Muncie and Delaware County." Sponsored in part by Minnetrista, Town of Yorktown, YMCA, IU Health, MITS, and Ivy Tech Community College. How to get there? Go to MuncieJournal.com and click the link for the all-new, all-free 765 Business Journal.
I need two things for my breakfast, and Silk gives me both. I need to enjoy it, because meals are meant to be enjoyed, right? And I need it to fuel my morning. Silk has flavors, varieties, and recipes so anyone can make a breakfast they love. A smoothie, cereal, there are endless possibilities. My favorite, I like smoothies. I like salted peanut butter and snickerdoodle, if you hadn't noticed. And it's a good source of vitamins A, D, and E to help power you through your day. It's plant-based breakfast perfection. Learn more about Silk products at silk.com.
If you love to travel, Capital One has a rewards credit card that's perfect for you. With Venture X, earn unlimited double miles on everything you buy and turn everyday purchases into extraordinary trips. Plus, receive premium travel benefits like access to over 1,300 airport lounges where you just check in and chill out. Open up a world of possibilities with Capital One. What's in your wallet?
Terms apply. Lounge access is subject to change. See CapitalOne.com for details.
Live, weekdays from 8 to 9 a.m. with replays later, this is the Daily Delaware County Today with Steve Lindell.
Name dropping, Ed Knatzer, also known as Little Turtle. I've never asked him about that nickname, but I think I'll try today. I'm going to try to attend Coffee with Bill Lett and Company, and Ed Knatzer get together every Friday morning, 9 a.m., to have coffee and talk about stuff. One of the big subject matters today will be the Ready 2.0 grant, $35 million that's coming to East Central Indiana Monday on the 765businessjournal.com radio show. Live in-studio guest who put together the grant proposal for ECI, he will be here 9 to 9:30. We'll also be announcing Monday a new host for that program coming soon. Emily Guffey doesn't even know that because I just remembered to tell everybody. We're excited about all this and more as we build our staff, programs, and more on WMUN. We talk about what people are talking about. And some of that comes from a national story from yesterday. As we told you first on WLBC with Kim Morris, you might have heard first word yesterday, he died.
I'm Gianna Gelosi with your Fox True Crime Minute. O.J. Simpson, who became one of the most infamous figures in the U.S. during his ex-wife's murder trial in the 90s, has died after a cancer battle. His family shared the news in a post on X that reads, "On April 10th, our father, Orenthal James Simpson, succumbed to his battle with cancer. He was surrounded by his children and grandchildren." Simpson was a star football player in college before joining the NFL and then pursuing an acting career. In 1994, he was charged with murdering his ex-wife, Nicole, and her friend, Ronald Goldman. The trial, which took place in 1995, was one of the most publicized and watched trials in American history. Simpson's legal team, the Dream Team, argued evidence was mishandled and racial bias was at play. He was acquitted in the murder case. But in 1997, a jury in Santa Monica found him liable for the deaths in a civil suit brought by the Brown and Goldman families. In 2007, he was arrested and eventually convicted of armed robbery in Nevada, served 9 years in prison. O.J. Simpson was 76 years old. There's more on this story at foxnews.com. Subscribe to the Fox True Crime Podcast with Emily Campagno. I'm Gianna Gelosi with your Fox True Crime Minute.
Same topic, more in a moment. Weather first, scattered showers and storms in the afternoon today. WMUN meteorologist Paul Poteet says it's going to be very windy, 40 mile an hour, 56 degree high. Showers end early evening, then clearing, low 41 first thing Saturday morning. A sunny Saturday, 64. We're into a 70s stretch starting Saturday and most of next week. Lake Burton in our front yard, which disallows my producer from walking through that as a shortcut to get to and from work. We're going to go fishing on Monday in the front yard. I'm bringing my pole. I'm serious. That's a lot of water. Lake Burton is named in honor of the original owner of WLBC FM and AM, Don Burton. God rest his soul. All right, still on the subject of the passing of O.J. Simpson. Now we're looking at that topic, but the media's coverage of it in this op-ed from Howie.
Media.
Media Minute with Howard Kurtz.
This is the New York Times headline. O.J. Simpson, football star whose trial riveted the nation, dies at 76. That circus of a trial was an abomination because you had a largely black jury that ignored most of the evidence that the former football star had killed his ex-wife, Nicole Brown Simpson, and her friend Ron Goldman, and acquitted him. And black people were cheering and white people were angry. But the legacy of Simpson, who eventually served 9 years in prison for stealing sports memorabilia, was even worse because TV was addicted to those ratings. And since then, every trial, including people you never heard of, local stories that shouldn't be national stories, is now milked and sometimes exploited for ratings, for clicks, and turned into a melodrama. And that is part of the legacy of O.J. Simpson, who just died. With your Media Minute, Howie Kurtz, Fox News.
On WMUN, news talk, sports talk, community talk. And Saturday programs include that Paige Turner's program, the Broadcast Book Club. Cam and TC sponsor that one. Looking for my notes for the guest tomorrow morning. It is a local author chatting about a new book called The Unspoken Truths of Case Miro. I hope I'm saying that correctly. I might be. I don't know. That's tomorrow morning, 8 to 8:30 a.m. every Saturday. It's called Page Turners on the radio first, and then it goes to the podcast, as everything does, for replay later on WMUNMuncie.com. Now, our local news summary. These stories and more airing on all of our stations in East Central Indiana this morning and now on WMUN. Indiana's largest utility company is asking state regulators if they can increase what you pay for your power.
Duke Energy is asking the state to approve a 16% increase in what Hoosiers pay for power. That would add close to $30 to the average monthly bill in Indiana. A spokeswoman for Duke Energy said the rate increase is essential to keep providing more services to customers. She said the increase will also help pay for new metal utility poles, which she said hold up better than wooden poles in bad weather. Kirk Darling, Network Indiana.
President Biden made news recently with another student loan forgiveness plan, but Ball State President Mearn says it doesn't matter to his university.
His proposal wouldn't have really any material impact on our institution financially, because I believe his proposal is to forgive debts that students or graduates owe to the federal government.
During the WMUN News Radio yesterday, I asked the former attorney, will this one stick?
I think it's got a better chance than the one that the Supreme Court disallowed several months ago.
Hear the whole conversation on WMUNMuncie.com. If you've never heard of forever chemicals, they're dangerous, toxic chemicals that have been contaminating counties all across Indiana.
Attorney General Todd Rokita on PFAS chemicals.
They resist grease, oil, water, and heat, meaning they never break down, and their toxicity remains with us basically forever.
Which is why Rokita's office is suing the chemical manufacturers. He says those companies haven't been transparent with you, and that has led to over 20 counties being contaminated with unacceptable levels. The chemicals can lead to cancer and childhood development issues. Donnie Burgess, Network Indiana.
I'm Peter Colleen. A Muncie woman arrested after authorities say she live-streamed a police chase she was involved in on social media. Fox 59 reporting Montana McCoy was arrested for resisting law enforcement in a vehicle, intimidation, and reckless driving following the incident, which began on the 2400 block of South Mulberry Street in Muncie on Thursday.
Still critical. That was the Wednesday afternoon report about 65-year-old Craig Allen Richards, the pilot of that small plane that crashed in Muncie April 1st. The two walkers on the Cardinal Greenway suffered burns, the male bad enough that had to be taken to an Indy hospital. The dog being walked was also hurt, but treated at Boyce Animal Hospital right next to the crash site. The FAA and NTSB still looking into the cause.
Yesterday's agenda of the Anderson City Council included the introduction of Ordinance 1424 to amend the Code of Ordinances establishing council districts. But that didn't happen after Council President Lance Stevenson said the council's attorney called shortly before the meeting advising it should be tabled. Councilman Ollie Dixon, not pleased with that, asked for a short recess, and when the council resumed, the matter was tabled pending an executive session. The council had been sued in federal court for not having completed redistricting. Legislation recently signed by Governor Holcomb allows the council an extension until next year. Brett Busby, WMUN Radio News.
Ball State sports in town. Track and field today and tomorrow. Baseball and softball home this weekend. And men's volleyball in the MEVA tournament tomorrow night, 7 p.m. Heart of Indiana United Way doing a diaper drive. CEO Jenny Marsh.
United Way is doing a diaper drive between Mother's Day and Father's Day. We'll have collection points all across the footprint. And we are asking businesses, churches, groups that come together if they would help collect diapers. 25% of families report that they've missed school or work because they didn't have enough diapers to leave with their child at childcare.
Want to help? HeartofIndiana.org. Nationally televised. That's the best way to describe the upcoming Indiana Fever season. Wes Woodward has that story.
That's right. To the tune of 36 of its 40 games this upcoming season on the WNBA's national broadcast and streaming partners. The Fever are expected to add Iowa's Caitlin Clark with the number one overall pick in the 2024 WNBA draft Monday night. Indiana will play eight times across ABC, ESPN, and ESPN2. The team will also appear eight times on ION TV and twice on CBS. In addition, Indiana will have 13 games on NBA TV, four times on Prime Video, and once on the CBS Sports Network. Wes Woodward, Network Indiana.
I'm Peter Killeen. A Hartford City man is accused of twice selling meth to a police informant. Star Press reporting 58-year-old Timothy Allen was charged with two counts of dealing in cocaine, meth possession, and other charges. Police searched his home and found a plastic bag containing meth, an assortment of drug-related paraphernalia, including hypodermic syringes.
This year's total solar eclipse can be a learning experience for you if you want to see another eclipse in the future, John Herrick explains.
John McGill has been a solar system ambassador for NASA since 2018. He was going to be in Texas for the solar eclipse, but the weather didn't look promising there, so he came to Indiana and ended up at Independence Park in Greenwood.
That was a really nice park. It was really family oriented. Kids were running around on the swing sets, and then, you know, everything got serious when totality started.
He says ambassadors are volunteers, but if you have a passion for science, especially astronomy, then you would probably enjoy being a NASA solar system ambassador. John Herrick, Network Indiana.
I was told yesterday that the BSU spring football game was last weekend. But this weekend is even busier.
We've got a lot of college sports here on Ball State campus. You know, this Saturday, both our baseball and softball are home. And also, we're hosting a track meet on Friday and Saturday.
President Mearns on WMUN News Radio yesterday morning. The Ready 2.0 state grants were to be released this week, and we're promised ECI's report on Monday's live radio show on WMUN, 9 to 9:30 in the morning. It's the 765businessjournal.com radio show. 92.5 FM, 1340 AM, and Alexa, play WMUN. The governor is away from Indiana to help increase economic ties with other countries. Sam Fritz is here with where he is traveling.
Governor Holcomb heads to Brazil and Mexico on his 22nd International Economic Development trip. As of 2023, foreign companies committed to investing $20.4 billion to locating or expanding businesses in the state. Sam Fritz, Network Indiana.
Watching out for kids. WLBC reporter Brett Busby has that.
The month of April is Child Abuse Prevention Month, providing advocates a chance to raise awareness of efforts to stop child abuse and neglect. And when a family finds themselves on the brink of crisis, this advice.
Ask for help. And it's the hardest thing. It sounds so easy, but reach out to support.
From Megan Wills, the Director of Community-Based Services for Firefly Children and Family Alliance, Region 11. They provide a wide range of support programs and family resources. Brett Busby, WLBC Radio News.
I'm Peter Killeen. Deadline to file your taxes with the IRS is Monday. If you fail to file your federal tax return on time, the standard penalty is 5% of any tax due for every month the return is late, up to 25% of the unpaid balance. If you file a return but fail to pay any taxes you owe, or if you get an extension, you typically face a much smaller monthly penalty.
If you've heard about threats to schools in Lebanon, there's something investigators say that you should know.
They don't think those threats are credible. I'm John Herrick. The Lebanon Community School Corporation superintendent said Wednesday afternoon that he's been working with the FBI and state police on this once he was told there could be explosives at some of his schools. They have determined that these messages were a form of swatting, which is a criminal harassment act meant to deceive people. John Herrick, Network Indiana.
On Thursday, April 18, the Ball State Entrepreneurial Leadership Institute hosted second annual Impact Day, showcasing participants from Impact X. Impact Day is free to the public. It'll be at the Alumni Center at Ball State. Town hall style event brings together community in a spirit of learning and collaboration, according to a release received yesterday. Some Americans are still in the dark regarding cruise vacations. Travel agents have released a list of most frequently asked questions by those about to book a cruise for the first time. Among them, quote, does the crew get to go home at night? Another, quote, can I fish off the boat? And finally, quoting, if I don't like it, can I just get off? Sorry. That's our local news summary. Sometimes we stab in things like that at the end of our stories and our summary because life's too stressy. You know what I'm saying? It's 8:45, still to come before the end of the hour. We might talk about racing this weekend. You know, the NASCAR is still in a thing. Does anybody watch that anymore? Kindness in Ohio, that's a good one. And I got to talk about grilled cheese sandwiches. That's coming up before the end of the hour on WMUN.
Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan.
Hey guys, did you know there's a generic form of Viagra that works just the same but is 95% cheaper? And you can get it online at hims.com/joy. Through Hims, you'll get a free medical consultation to determine the ED medication that's best for you. Discreet shipping if prescribed, a 100% online process, and a range of treatment options, including trusted generic alternatives to the name brands, at up to 95% off. ED is personal, and at Hims, so is treating it. Just go to hims.com/joy and get connected to a licensed medical provider online for free. With zero copay, no expensive appointments, and no awkward face-to-face conversations. To start your free online visit, you need to go to this exclusive address, hims.com/joy. That's hims.com/joy for your free online visit, hims.com/joy.
Spilled your drink? Quick, the quicker picker-upper. Bounty picks up spills quicker. And each sheet is 2 times more absorbent, so you can use less than the leading ordinary brand. So, you can get back to your night. Bounty, the quicker picker-upper.
I can't believe tax season is here already. But look at all this info I have to enter.
Phil's small accounting firm is growing in numbers.
Why didn't I take that typing class in high school?
A data entry specialist could really help him in a crunch.
I got blisters on my fingers!
Indeed can help him hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. You can schedule and conduct virtual interviews all from your employer dashboard. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Spring has sprung. Is your golf game ready for the season? Yes or no, Crestview Golf Club is ready for you. Here's a checklist. Golf balls, hats, polos, tees. Need an upgrade on any of those? Crestview Golf Club has merchandise arriving daily. Call or book your tee time online at crestviewgolf.net. And after the round, stop into Mulligan's Clubhouse Grill. Pizza, sandwiches, a full bar, and more. Crestview Golf Club and Mulligan's Clubhouse Grill. Looking forward to seeing you this spring.
Brighten up your space and save big money at Menards. Accent any area with Patriot Lighting. From under cabinet lighting to string lights, tape lights, and more, we've got a great selection of accent lighting options. Whether you're looking to light up the yard for your next get-together or add a splash of color to your gaming setup, Patriot Lighting has it all. Explore our lighting options and other great deals now at Menards and at Menards.com.
Save big money at Menards.
Listen to Delaware County Today on Alexa. just enable the skill, then say, Alexa, play WMUN. Now back to Steve Lindell.
Today in Muncie at noon, they're a schedule thing to throw a singer. I don't think this is a good thing at all. It's called the Hammer Throw, MC Hammer. Oh, wait, this is track and field. Sorry, should have pre-read that. The Cardinals will host the We Fly Challenge. My attempt at humor there, by the way. Today and tomorrow, events start 12:30 today with the women's discus. And then 10:30 on Saturday morning, starting for Senior Day, there's seven Cardinal seniors in track and field that will all be honored. There's a lot of schools coming in for this Friday, Saturday event. President Mearns clued me in yesterday morning. I waited till the last minute and felt it and feel it.
This is House Call for Health. It's only a few days until tax day, and for some, they wait until the last minute to file. Psychologists say there's research shedding light on why some people procrastinate when it comes to tax season. Russell Fazio of Ohio State University says people are faced with a process called valence weighting bias. It describes the tendency of people to tap more into either a positive or negative mindset when faced with new or tedious responsibilities. Researchers found those who leaned more into their negative thoughts when deciding to file their taxes early wound up procrastinating, even if there was a benefit of receiving a tax refund. But having a negative weighting bias is not always a bad thing when it comes to preparing for a test, for instance. Researchers say these types of people are usually more realistic about how they will perform, while people with a positive weighting bias can be overconfident and generate a false sense of security. For more health news, go to foxnewshealth.com. House Call for Health, I'm Anna Eliopoulos. Fox News.
8:50, Muncie rain and possible thunder scattered this afternoon again, but a better weekend. Still love this theme music.
Fox Facts. For over 55 years, Pringles, those iconic stackable potato-based chips, have delighted snackers worldwide. Frederick J. Bauer, an American chemist at Procter & Gamble, introduced the world to these saddle-shaped crisps in 1968. Not only did he invent the chips, but he also designed the distinctive tubular can in which they're packaged. Before his passing in 2008 at the age of 89, Bauer expressed a unique wish to have some of his ashes placed inside one of those containers he so proudly invented. Honoring his request, Bauer's children buried him in a container, which they purchased at a Walgreens while on the way to the funeral home. A portion of his cremated remains now rests in the Pringles can, buried in his grave outside Cincinnati, sealing his legacy in the very invention he created for eternity. Matt Murphy, Fox News.
I didn't see where that one was going. Let's go racing.
Fox in the fast lane.
William Byron holds on to the lead during a green-white checkered overtime finish to win the Cookout 400 at Martinsville Speedway.
William Byron comes to the flag and wins the Cookout 400.
1-2-3 finish for Hendrick Motorsports, 40th anniversary.
Sound courtesy of Fox, it's Byron's third win of the season, and it caps off a weekend of celebration for Hendrick Motorsports, who celebrated 40 years since its first win with Jeff Bodine. Byron's teammates Kyle Larson and Chase Elliott finished second and third, making Hendrick Motorsports the first team to finish 1-2-3 at Martinsville. Bubba Wallace and Ryan Blaney rounded out the top five. Now, the NASCAR Cup Series heads to Texas Motor Speedway for a showdown in the Auto Trader Echo Park Automotive 400. The green flag waves at 3:30 p.m. Eastern. For Fox in the Fast Lane, I'm Joe Morgan, Fox News.
I'm in Minnesota listening now, almost named me Bubba. Wouldn't that have been interesting? Kindness in Ohio.
The Dean's List with Janice Dean.
An elementary school in Ohio with a fundraising mission of spreading kindness makes today's Dean's List. Dover Elementary's parent-teacher group says it wants to serve instead of sell. That means instead of the typical fundraising parents and students are asked to take part in, instead, they are encouraged to do kind things for others in school and in their community. Aliyah Garner is in fifth grade and says she loves this new way of thinking and enjoys giving out morning greetings and cards to her fellow students. Some of the other acts of kindness include helping the elderly, donating to charities, and everyone involved from students to teachers and parents have noticed a big difference in their neighborhood and even feel like they may be on the verge of changing people's lives. Well done, Dover Elementary. Keep spreading that sunshine. You all made today's Dean's List. Janice Dean, Fox News.
Hard-hitting news from the USA Today headline, Grilled Cheese Starts with Great Bread. Today, as you may know, is National Grilled Cheese Sandwich Day. My word. I like saying sandwich. CJ Papa reported earlier this hour that the debate in the world is, should you or should you not dip it in ketchup? I made a face at that, asked Emily Guffey. She clearly agrees with me. It's tomato soup that you dip it in. More specifically, tomato rice soup is what it must be. My beautiful wife, Nancy, requires tomato bisque, made with milk, by the way, to make it even creamier. Hard-hitting news on this National Grilled Cheese Sandwich Day. Don't even start with ketchup, by the way, and steak. Silas, I still remember that whole schmear. All right, Mom, have a good weekend. Chicagoland, hello. Mike Rhodes is listening. I bet Gary is, too, for Emily in the Axia Command Center. Steve on WMUN.